You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful, from springtime, from magnificent Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me all over the world today. And I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the answers, the strategies, and the solutions that you probably have been praying about and seeking. So with all of the faith that's in me, I'm going to say boldly that I believe that your life will never be the same again after listening to this podcast. Well, how are you doing? I don't know where you are. I might say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time it is where you are, it is the right time because, you know, faith and God lives in the eternal now. That's the best place to be. Well, it is a beautiful day in Atlanta. It is springtime, but it is cold. As a matter of fact, I had my fireplace on this morning, but it is still beautiful here in Atlanta, GA. Just so grateful for all of the emails that I received, but I just want to read one that I received from Jessica. And she said, "Hi, Miss Constance. I just wanted to write a quick note to say thank you. I listen to you every day and you have literally changed my life." Thank you, Jessica. I started really working on myself and changing for the better. I'm still learning and growing and have a ways to go in the process, but I am leaps and bounds beyond where I was a year ago. I learn something new every day, and I will help to change others by sharing your word and your lessons with others. Keep on doing great things. You are an amazing person. Thank you, Jessica, from Winters, California. I have no idea where that is, but thank you so much. And if this show is shifting, changing your life, you are being inspired, motivated, moved by the show, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, I know this show is inspiring, motivating, shifting, and changing your life. So I always like to give an opportunity for you to make a donation if you wish. So while you're on the website, you can just click the red donate button at the upper right corner of my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I'm going to say thank you in advance. And while you are there, take a quick look at my coaching products. I mean, I coach in all areas, relationships, money, business, changing careers. And I just wanted to share with you a couple of things that happened in my coaching with my coaching clients this week. And of course, they have allowed me to share this. One of my clients who lives internationally moved into a new home. Yay! So she found her home and she's living there. Another client, we were able to work together and found out that he needed to go to rehab. So, you know, it's a great thing to come out of denial, because most of you know that I worked as an addiction therapist for many years. And so whatever you will not confront will not change. So proud of him. He has the family support that he needs, and I'm right there with him. And lastly, one of my clients who is an attorney, she still is, she just wanted a career change. She said, you know, Miss Constance, being an attorney, I just don't feel it. It's not me. I think she's been practicing for years. And it took us about a year, but she has made the career shift. And we had to really find out, you know, become clear about what she wanted to do. She was so unhappy going to work every day. And so she made the career shift from being an attorney to fashion, because she's always loved fashion. And so now she is doing fashion, and she feels like there's a possibility that she may be the attorney for this big fashion industry, which I cannot name at this time, but it would be something different from being a typical attorney. So those are the kinds of successes and many, many more that happened this week. So if you are willing and ready to do the work, if you are ready for the investment financially and with time, then let's get started. Let's not put it off any longer. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I will coach with you within the next 3 to 5 business days. Well, my guest today is Dr. Crystal Green, and we're going to be talking about how do you make a spiritual vision board. Doesn't that sound interesting? But before I bring on Dr. Green, I'm going to give you just one tip for the week. And this is something that I was studying and listening to a recording, and I want to read it to you, and I want this to be your one tip for the week. This is one thing that you can do. Let me read it first. God has customized wisdom for every area of my life. And it is during my prayer, meditations, or silence that those tailored downloads, strategies, and solutions are given to me. I want you to repeat that with me, okay? God has customized wisdom for every area of my life. It is during my prayer, meditation, or silence that those tailored downloads, strategies, and solutions are given to me. Let me break that down just a little bit. So God has customized. What does customize mean? Customize means that it's built according to individual or personal specifications, or it's custom made or tailor made. You've heard of couture, right? Couture clothing. What does that mean? That means that it's fitted clothing. It's tailored for the client's measurements and body type. So God has customized wisdom for you. Now, two people might be praying or searching for how can I change careers, and they're in the same career, but because each person is different, each person has a different personality, different experiences, God has customized wisdom. Because see, you know, we've been going to networking groups, and I'm for that, meetup groups, and you know, I ask my clients to do that, but it's really the wisdom of the Spirit or the wisdom of God for every area of your life, customized wisdom that you're really searching for. So how can you receive that customized wisdom? What did I say? It is doing your prayer, your meditation, or silence that those tailored, remember what the word tailored means, download strategies and solutions are given to you. So you know what I'm going to say, that it's not outside of you. Your solutions and your answers are on the inside of you. And the spirit is just waiting for you to get quiet, to pray, whatever that means for you. That's very individualized. For you to meditate, you can do silent meditation, you can do guided meditation, or you can just sit in silence. Whatever works for you. But it's during those times that the strategies, the solutions, and the downloads that you need for your life will be given to you. I know just in my own life personally, many times after I meditate or have my prayer or I'm just sitting in quietness, sometimes I'll just play instrumental music and I'm just quiet. And if my mind just sort of drifts away, I just gently bring it back. I know Deepak and Oprah, they have free meditations online that you can access. You can go to YouTube. I mean, isn't it worth it to really just love yourself enough to know that all I need to do is sit still, be quiet? And it may not happen the first day, the second day, the fifth day, but one day, and probably it may not even happen right after meditation. You might be driving on your way to work and you will get this idea, or you will gain more insight, or you will have an aha moment. Or something will be revealed to you, that one thing. What would happen in your life if that one area of your life that you've been struggling with would suddenly change? Or if you knew how to change it, or if you knew what steps to take to change it, or what strategies you needed to implement in your life, how different would your life be? So your tip for this week, once again, is to take 15 minutes in silence. Take 15 minutes in meditation. Take 15 minutes in prayer, whatever that would look like for you. And do that on a daily basis, knowing that eventually, and sometimes it can happen very quickly, you will receive the tailored downloads, strategies, and solutions that you need specifically for your life, and that customized wisdom for every area of your life. Wow. Well, I want you to stay tuned, and after these commercials, I'm going to be right back with my very special guest. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back and I'm really excited about my very special guest today. And I know you're saying, Constance, you're always excited. And guess what? You are exactly right. My very special guest today is Dr. Crystal Green, and she is the author of the number one best-selling book, Visual Prayer, How to Create a Spiritual Vision Board. And she's co-authored other inspirational books such as Spirit Spirits of the Poets and Miracles. She's also authored a very popular book that I probably need to read, even though I am skinny, but How to Be Schoolgirl Skinny. My goodness. And it was reviewed in Diets in Review and Today's Charlotte Woman. She sounds very busy. And so she teaches in two colleges in the Charlotte area, which is a beautiful city, and she is known as the Dream Life Doctor, and she helps clients in their journey to improve their health, wellness, and spirituality. So, Dr. Crystal Green, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I love your beautiful city, Charlotte.
I have lived here for almost 9 years now. I'm originally from the Ohio area, Akron, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I moved here for a job working at a college locally. And then a few years ago, I started at another college also. So now I am trying to spread myself between two colleges, teaching fashion classes and also doing my consulting business as an author and helping people to grow more spiritually and identify with a healthy lifestyle.
You sound busy.
Yes. And you know, Constance, I don't know how I squeeze it all in daily, but I'm working it. I'm trying to do my best to do it all, to be that woman who can do everything.
Well, I always say by the grace of God, and you know, we do what we do. And when I received your book, it was so interesting. So we're going to go ahead and get into it so that we can help listeners all over the world. And I want to say to listeners, even before we get started, if something jumps out at you or if you have an aha moment, I always tell people, have your iPad there or have your old-fashioned pen and pad there. And if something jumps out at you or you have an aha moment, that is the Spirit speaking to you and saying, hello, you need to listen to this. So we're going to be talking about visual prayer, how to create a spiritual vision board. And you know, vision boards, Dr. Green, are just so powerful now. So what is the difference between a spiritual vision board versus the regular vision board that we know about?
Well, the regular vision board and the spiritual vision board is actually pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. The difference is the spiritual vision board acknowledges biblical principles and uses those biblical principles in order to really communicate with God as a visual form of prayer, and also to tap into your spirit, allow your spirit to guide you to understand what is your purpose in life, what are those things that God wants you to do and to fulfill, what is His will and His purpose for you, and then to translate that into affirmations, mantras, and images that you've asked for through prayer, the desires of your heart, and really use that information to believe that those are the things that God wants, you want them to, and through that connection, you're able to achieve your goals in life.
Well, you know, I think one of the main things that really jumped out at me was that a spiritual vision board is a form of visual prayer. And I'm like, how come I never knew that? it's so true. So what do you mean by it's a form of visual prayer?
Well, usually when we pray verbally. So we're communicating to God through the Spirit. And everything that we say is, you know, it's a verbal form of communication, which is great. But God did not make us one-dimensional. He made us to appreciate all of our senses. And one of our senses that I believe is can be vibrant as far as its understanding is our visual, of being able to see sight. So when we take sight into consideration and combine that with the verbal aspect of prayer, we're able to key in on specifically designing our life and being a co-creator of our life. So that visual aspect are all of those images that the spirit kind of guides us to, that help us to realize these are the things that God is showing you, that God is connecting with your spirit. And if you focus on them, then they can actually manifest in your life.
Because, you know, with YouTube, I mean, you know, we're just addicted to seeing. And I just think it's so powerful that many times we're praying for things, but just the verbal prayer alone, sometimes I know I have left prayer and just felt like, man, I don't know what happened in that, but I don't feel anything. But to pray and then to add pictures and visions to what you prayed is very powerful.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes that verbal form is simply not enough. And as I mentioned, when we add the visual aspect, when we add those images that we can actually see, we can visualize them easier in our mind, and that is what helps that manifesting process to come into existence. So we have to be able to see what are those things that God would have us to connect with. And when you create that vision board and you're constantly seeing those images, it is a reminder. It's a constant reminder of the things that not only you want to produce in your life, but God wants for you.
I know in your book, you talk about, I think it's in Habakkuk, where you talked about making the vision plain. Expound on that and why is that important?
Well, Habakkuk, that's Habakkuk 2:2, and that goes from a scripture where the prophet Habakkuk was actually looking for guidance from God. And he simply said, write down your vision, make it plain upon tablets so that he who readeth it may run with it. So when you have a vision for your life, usually the spirit connects you or guides you to a specific thing that you're asking for. And through intuition, we realize what that vision is. And then once we write it down, either writing it down with a pencil or and a paper, or if we are using images as a form of writing it down. So the key here is to make it tangible, so that we can see it, we can read it, we can refresh our memory and go back and forth to it, so that it's not forgotten. So prayer can never be forgotten if we have a constant visual reminder of it. And Habakkuk 2:2 makes it so plain. You write that vision and you make it plain, make it clear, so that you know specifically what it is that you want. And what's interesting about that is God cannot give you just any old thing. He wants to make sure that whatever we ask for is specifically what we want. So if we have a picture of it, how much more clearer or plainer have we made it for God to bless us?
So true. You know, that's nothing but the truth. So we are praying, then we're writing down, and then we are visually looking at on a daily basis images of our heart's desires. That's a powerful combination.
Yes, it is. And like I said, it is an additional dimension to that whole prayer process. And so and when we take the time to put in the extra work, God recognizes that, and he blesses us because we've done more in order to receive our blessing.
So what's your take on why is belief or believing so important for manifesting your goals and our intentions?
Well, belief is simply faith. Mm-hmm. So even if our faith is, what does it say, as small as a mustard seed? But when we believe and when we have faith in God's ability, he makes promises to us, and even though he doesn't need reminders of those promises, so God will bless us with the desires of our heart based on the level of our faith. So the more faith we have, even though the scripture says that our faith can be as small as a mustard seed, but when we believe that the things that we're hoping and praying for can actually come into fruition, God will bless us because, you know, we believed in them. We had faith in them.
So I know in your book you talk about ask, believe, and receive. And those were the three principles that were so paramount in the movie The Secret. So expound on those three, because those are three spiritual principles. So biblically, what does ask mean, and what role or connection does that have with the spiritual vision board?
So when we think about asking, again, it's that verbal form of communication, but in John, we also learn that we have not because we ask not.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do not ask for anything, then God is unable to bless us. You know, God is a gentleman. He's not going to force anything on us without us, you know, requesting those desires first. So even though he already knows, he reads our minds, you know, he's all-knowing, all-present, we still have to ask God for whatever it is that we're seeking for. And when our will lines up with his will, it makes it even easier for him to bless us with those desires. So when we're asking based on the things that we want, but also because the Spirit has guided us to know that these are God's wills and his intention for us.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is we already know that God wants good for us, that God wants the best for us. And so many people feel like I have to get on my knees. But I believe that all day long we're asking with our thoughts and our feelings, too.
Right. You know? And it should be. It should be a conversation that you're having with a friend. So it doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to wait until at night when you go to bed to get on your knees, even though that is, I guess, the more traditional form of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But God is our friend. So when we think of him as our friend, we should be in constant communication with him throughout our day, throughout our evening. I know a lot of times after I say my prayers at night, even though I get in the bed and I'm about to fall asleep, I'm still communicating with him because I want him to know how much I love and desire him, how much I want to have that intimate relationship with him. So when you look at it differently as not just a traditional or formal form of communication, but you think of it, you know, this is someone who loves me and guides me and wants to protect me. So if you're constantly in communication with him, it's
very powerful. You know, and I always say to the listeners, you have a loving, giving, generous, supporting spirit that wants to co-create with you.
And
not a punitive. So when people are in the process of, you know, really assembling their spiritual vision board, you know, and they're praying, they're asking first. I know that you talked about belief. What else could you expound on about belief?
Well, there's a couple of things that you need to keep in mind when it comes to belief and faith. So you have to be in the moment. You have to be mindful of your specific intentions and what God's intentions are for you. So a lot of times people aren't able to connect with their spirit, and because they're not able to connect, they're not necessarily living in the exact moment and appreciating that moment. And what I mean by that is they're looking off into the future. Oh, I would be so much happier if I can get this new car, or I'll be so much happier if when I get this promotion. Well, the belief that those things can come into fruition could occur, but it's not until you appreciate where you are currently. So whatever current stage you are in, God will meet you where you are, where you're at. And you have to think of it as a journey, as it's a process. Nothing is instantaneous. Everything that you experience through life is part of shaping you and building you and developing you to be the best you that you can be, and in order to prepare you for that next level. So when you think of all of those small little components connected to the bigger picture, you know, I have to say, Constance, one of the things that I actually received from my vision board was was being married a couple weeks ago. I am 53 years old. Well, mm-hmm. 53 in a couple of weeks. But when you think about my age and my husband's age, it has taken us all of our lives to find the exact person that not only we wanted to be with, but God wanted us to be with. So all of our life experiences culminated together to produce not the perfect person, but the perfect person for each other. So okay. it was our faith that allowed us to believe that even though we're not married when we're in our 20s and we're not married in our 30s, but through all of those life experiences coming together and merging at the right time is what was our blessing, what was our final result.
I know that we have to get to receive. So my question to you is, did you have a spiritual vision board of the husband that you desired?
I had a spiritual vision board of the husband I desired, but before I met Randy, Mr. Brown, I had a generic male figure, and next to that generic male figure, I had an image of myself, and this young man was doting on me and loving me. And then I had a list of all of the things that I was looking for. So again, making your vision clear and mm-hmm. plain. So I was specific in my intentions, exactly what I wanted. So at the top was equally yoked. And when I say equally yoked, I dated a lot of men who said they were Christians, but they didn't understand having an intimate relationship with God. They didn't understand praying first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and throughout your day. So when I say equally yoked, I want a person who is on the same spiritual level that I'm on, and all of our other, all the other aspects that are important, such as finances and spirituality and maturity and emotional intelligence, all of those things being on the exact same level.
Yeah,
so,
get there.
It took 50 years. It took 50 years, but I cannot imagine being happier and more satisfied with the person that God has blessed me with.
That's powerful. So then the last one is receive. I mean, that's sometimes so difficult for people. So you ask, believe, and receive. So explain, how does that work with the spiritual vision board?
So with the idea of receive, you have to almost think about being in the space where you have already received it. So through visualization, How would you feel differently once you have received the gift that you've been praying for? So, for example, you have to actually go through the motions. You have to change aspects of your life. When I was praying for Randy or for my particular husband, I would sit or I would prepare another place at my table, my dinner table, my breakfast table, for him. I mean, I would literally set out another plate and utensils and pretend like I was eating with someone else. Mm-hmm. When I would go someplace in the car, I would leave a space next to me on the passenger side for my husband. I mean, every aspect of your life, and people might think that you're crazy, and you don't necessarily have to do it in front of other people. You know, you do it in the privacy of your own home. But it's the idea, again, of intention. You are intending those things into your life. You're co-creating with a Father who wants you to be happy. So he's only going to bless you with the things that you desire, and it's also a part of his will. And when those things, again, line up and you receive them as a gift from him, because a lot of times people can say, all right, yeah, I'll take this, but are you thanking him for giving you that blessing? Are you being grateful for your husband, for that new promotion? So all of those things, and I know it sounds like a lot, but once you get into the habit of being intentional, being grateful, constantly thanking God, and then physically receiving that gift, then you're well on your way, and God will continue to acknowledge and bless you.
So give me another example of maybe someone who you work with, who you help to develop a spiritual vision board and their manifestation.
Well, I conduct a lot of vision board workshops, and I would say one of the incidents that's on the top of my head, one of the last ones that I conducted, a mother had gone through the vision board workshop with me, and she brought her daughter. And her daughter at that point was college bound, and she was looking for a particular college. But when we think about how expensive college is now, she was looking for a scholarship. So they shared with me that this particular young lady had a talent for basketball. So we talked about molding and shaping her vision board in such a way that she can highlight her gifts, which is being really good at basketball, and then obtaining a scholarship from because of her gifts and her talent. Well, I believe it was just last fall that she went off to college, and she was able to get a scholarship to play basketball.
Wow. You know, that's amazing.
But when you think, God has already given you the talents and those gifts. You know, he's already blessed you with that. So how can you use what he's given you to the best of your ability to continue the journey that he has paved for you? Because we know that, you know, college can be expensive, but it can be obtainable if you just, you know, you consider some of the other things that you can do to make sure that it's affordable. And certainly scholarships are the way to go.
Right. And, you know, with that vision in front of her on a daily basis, that's why I love your approach, that you are including Spirit or God in the creation of the spiritual vision board, and it's coming from a place of possibly what your purpose is, what your heart's desires. The Bible says that God would give you your heart's desires versus just going to a magazine and putting whatever you want on there. So why is engaging the Spirit in the creation of the process so important?
Because your spirit is the Holy Spirit, and I like to think of it as a internal GPS. It's a guide. It not only tells us, you know, when we're doing something right or when we're doing something wrong, but through intuition, it is a guide. It leads as a roadmap to our life. So the things that we should expect or that we are desiring, or the aspects of our life that God is leaning towards us to do as far as a purpose, that could very well be a career. So the Holy Spirit is very instrumental in our connection to God and his purpose for our life. And it's when we acknowledge that, which was one of the reasons why I wrote the book, because when you read other vision board books and The Law of Attraction and The Secret and so on and so forth, they talk about act, believe, and receive, but they don't give credit where credit is due. Act, believe, and receive has been around for as long as there's been Christianity. So it's when we think about the spiritual aspect, that Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is so important to our daily walk and our journey, and how we can manifest those things that God truly wants from us.
I love that part of it. And I know my listeners are tired of hearing this, but I'm going to say it one more time because I might have some new listeners. But my first Mercedes that I bought 25 years ago, I just felt the Spirit said to me, that's the kind of car I want you to get. And then I decided I wanted black on black in black. And then I said, I'm black. That was my little mantra that I had. You know, black on black in black, and I'm black, kind of like a little rap song. And so I cut out a black picture, of course. I went to the dealership, of course, and I cut out the picture. I had everything about that Mercedes all on my vision board. And every time I would walk by my vision board, because it did come from a place of prayer, I said, God, thank you for my new Mercedes. So I was thanking God. I was seeing it. It was easy for me to visualize because it was so bold, and I saw it every day. And I believe that what happened was, Dr. Green, that the Holy Spirit just painted a picture on the inside of me, sort of like tattooed it on the inside of me, that I saw myself driving that black on black in black, and I'm black Mercedes. And that's exactly
wow.
what happened. And I think that's probably a great example of a spiritual vision board.
It is. And you talked about the whole idea of seeing yourself in it. So you went through the visualization process. And when you think about visualization, what it does is it puts us in the moment of the receipt of our gift.
I love that.
Yeah, so once you receive it, what are those emotions that you are going to experience once you have received it? Well, certainly you're going to be joyful, you're going to be happy, and most importantly, and you said this, you will start thanking God. You will start thanking God for already receiving it, although you haven't received it yet, but you know it's coming. So it's so important. It's so important to give credit to God for blessing you and for knowing that He only wants to make you happy. I mean, we are His children, and He wants us to be happy. So once we start thanking Him, He's just going to speed up the process and give us whatever
right.
our desires are even faster.
And so those images really, and I tell people, I say God can tattoo it. And that's a word that the Spirit gave me, on the inside of your own being, or painted on the canvas of your own mind, whatever you have on your own spiritual board. This is mine. I have it now. Thank you for it. Knowing that the how is really up to God, how it's going to come to pass.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I love how you say that, tattoo. Yes, I'm going
yeah.
to have to take that.
That was a download in my meditation time. You know, because when you get something tattooed on you, which I don't have any tattoos, but when you do, I mean, it's there forever unless you can get this special thing that they're doing now to remove it. And so when mm-hmm. something is tattooed on the canvas of your mind and on the canvas of your thinking, I mean, it's yours now.
Right. And it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It is a permanent blessing that God has given you. Oh, I'm going to have to take that conference.
Okay, you can have it. I'll give it to you free.
And, thank you.
And so let's talk about affirmations and mantras.
Okay.
Apart from visual images on the spiritual vision board. What role does affirmations and mantras play?
Well, usually when I'm conducting the workshops, I'll tell my clients or my students to pick out their images first. Mm-hmm. And then after you have your images, even though you may not have placed them directly on your board, but you know what images you want to use, from those images, you want to develop your affirmation statements and your mantras. So affirmation statements, again, is straight out of the Bible. There is I am, I have, I believe. The strongest affirmation is I am, because those are the words that God shared with Moses when Moses asked, well, who should I say told me to come when I go back to Pharaoh? And God replied, I am that I am. So when we say I am is a reflection of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying I am in such a way that you're placing behind that thought specific intentions to the images that you want to develop. So, for example, in the middle of my vision board, and I'm looking at it now, I keep a very large copy of my vision board in my office
uh-huh.
on my desk. So right in the middle I have, I am enlightened, meaning that I'm constantly looking and searching for ways that God can provide me with wisdom, knowledge and understanding and enlightenment into the things that He would like to share with me through the Holy Spirit. I also have that I am a multiple New York Times bestselling author. So once I became a bestselling author on Amazon, I was thrilled because I know now that I am on my path
mm-hmm.
to obtaining the next step in my goal. So the I am is saying that I am a representation of God. I am the things that He wants for me, and He only wants the best. and all of those things that I desire, as long as they align with his will, which they usually do mm-hmm. because of the Holy Spirit's guidance, you'll start to see how they can start to show themselves and come into fruition based on your journey in life. So there are small little steps along the way that will occur, but you recognize it as part of God's will.
You know, so I love that. Go ahead.
Thank you. So like I said, I use I am a lot, but you can also use I have and I believe, but the mantra statements are more or less an empowerment statement. It is the you that you would like to be, and how can you verbalize the you that you would like to be? So I have on my vision board, be strong and of good courage. Mm-hmm. And when I think about when Joshua took over for Moses, when Moses was not able to enter the promised land, God kept telling Joshua over and over, be strong and of good courage. And it was at one point that even though the Bible doesn't have, you know, doesn't articulate specifically, you can almost hear God saying, didn't I tell you to be strong and of good courage? So it's like, oh, the first time I read that, it resonated so much with me because I was going through something in my life that I was fearful of. And God doesn't want us to be fearful. God doesn't want us to lose faith or give up hope. He wants us to be strong. And it's through his power and his love and his conviction that we can be strong and of good courage. So your mantra should be, and I don't want to say think about your weakness, but think about the areas in your life where you know you can improve on. And you want to build your mantra in a positive statement around those areas that you want to improve upon.
You know, I love that. Somebody was saying to me, wow, you look so young. And I told them I didn't even know what I was doing at the time. I'm 50 plus. I didn't know what I was doing. But in my 20s, I used to say, when I get 50, I'm fit, fine, fabulous, and full of vitality. And of course, it was all vanity, but because your cells have memories, my body believed that because I was saying I am. And I told them that as I grew in God and I realized the power of your words that I am healed, I am whole. So I'm saying to listeners, for each image that you have on your spiritual vision board, it's very important that you do have a mantra or I am or I believe or I have statement. And so what you're doing is you have the word, which is creative, and then you have the vision, and then you're writing it out in detail, and then you're acting like you already have it now because you really do in the spiritual realm. That's a very powerful process, Dr. Green.
And you're also speaking. You're speaking those things that are not as though they are, which the Bible tells us. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the power of just speaking, I mean, God said at the beginning, you know, everything that he created throughout that six-day process, because on the seventh day he rested. But everything that he created, he spoke it into existence. And we have the same ability to speak those things that are not as though they are. So when I think about being a New York Times bestselling author, I see that I am statement on my board, and then I'm constantly repeating it. And then I'm just waiting for the alignment of the universe and God to bring everything together so that I could achieve that goal.
Okay, so in summary, for someone who has never, ever, you know, made a spiritual vision board, give us the steps. So is prayer first? What's first?
So there's a four-step process.
Okay.
The four-step process is ask, believe, receive, and revise.
Ask,
believe, receive, and revise. Because the revision is also important, because you're knowing that there are things that God is going to bless you with, and, you know, His time is the perfect time. And as He blesses you with those aspects, you want to start to pull those things off of your board. And I store them. I put them away in a completion book so that I can go back and look through all of His blessings at another point in my life and or in my journey.
Mm-hmm.
But that revision is also, what are those new things that God is placing on your heart that you would like to achieve? So, again, the first step is asking Him verbally and also with imagery and creating your affirmation statements and your mantra statements. Believing those things are true. You have intention. You're visualizing them. You're living in the moment. You're being aware that your will is aligned with God's will. And through the Holy Spirit, you know exactly, you know, what He wants for you. So that's believe. Receive is the physical receipt, saying thank you, being grateful, looking forward to your gift and knowing that you will actually and physically receive it, whatever it might be. And then that last step is the revision. So taking images off of the board. And when you think about the journey, your life journey, there will be increments where you're already looking for the next thing. And I shouldn't say not necessarily the next best thing. But as Christians, we're constantly growing. And because we're constantly growing and we've already accomplished one goal, I like to say mission, then there's another mission in our overall purpose that God has for us. And those are the things that you'll place on the board in the revision process.
No, that's so true. So, you know, I can't let you go without you expounding on the law of attraction biblically, or the law of attraction in spirituality.
Okay.
So, what's your take on that?
The law of attraction and the whole idea of the secret, all of that is true. And when I actually watched the movie. I didn't read the book, but when I first watched the movie The Secret, I was so happy because I realized that there could be so much more to just this introductory movie. And what God laid on my spirit was, where is the Bible in The Secret? You know, where are my biblical principles? And it's not that they weren't there. They just had to be acknowledged and pointed out. So that people who are using the word universe, and I don't have a problem with that,
right?
The universe or God, or but as a Christian being raised in the church, God placed it on my heart to make it clear that my responsibilities were to show what are these biblical principles, what are these promises, and how do they align with, you know, the secret or the law of attraction. So they're one and the same. The only difference is the acknowledgement and being able to connect to your spirit and using that spiritual guidance to connect to God's will for your life.
So besides attracting your husband and becoming a New York Times best-selling author, what else has really manifested in your life utilizing the spiritual vision board?
Well, I completed my doctorate degree, which was extremely challenging.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I graduated in 2010 from Kent State University. So my doctorate degree is in curriculum and instruction with an emphasis on career development. But one of the things that I actually opened the book with is a story about the car that I'm still driving, which is a Toyota Celica. And my Celica is a 1996 Celica. But what was challenging for me is that I knew exactly the color I wanted, the make and the model. But Celicas in the late 90s weren't such a popular car that a lot of them were being made. So I had a difficult time trying to find a teal Celica.
Aha.
Yes, a teal Celica. And I looked for, it was close to a year. I started praying. I would say it was around November of the year that the year before I received it, and it was almost a year later that I was blessed with my car. But it was everything that I wanted, and I still drive it now. And what I can say about that car is that I know it is a God's gift, because this is 2016.
Wow.
My car is a 96, and I have not had any major problems. And it's just as cute now as it was when I purchased it. But I have to be honest, now I have a Lexus on my vision board, so my goal is that God will bless me with a Lexus. But I am so thankful, so thankful. And every time I get in my little Celica and drive to work, I thank Him, because for a car to last that long with no problems, I mean, it's 20 years, and I've had no problems. That is really a testament to God.
Yeah, that's miraculous. So tell people, how can people get your book? How can they contact you? How can, are you available for speaking? Give us all of your information.
Well, yes, I'm available for speaking. My profession, again, is a professor. I teach at Johnson Wells University and at the Art Institute. The best way to get a hold of me is through my website. My website is Ask Dr. Chris. It's A-X-K. It's askdrcris.com, and all of my social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, is all Ask Dr. Chris. So you can contact me through any of my social media. Yes, as far as presentations, I can do presentations. I could do workshops and seminars specifically on a spiritual vision board. I also do webinars and workshops on health and wellness. So I remember at the beginning of the show, you talked about how to be cool or skinny.
School girl skinny.
That was my first major book. And when it comes to just living a healthy lifestyle, I'm certified in nutrition and health. And I really help my clients to understand that 80% of what we, when we're trying to lose weight, is 80% nutrition and only 20% working out.
I know that.
So everything that we put in our body is so, so important. So whether it is a speaking gig or a workshop or a seminar, Dr. Chris is here to help you. And you can get either of my books on Amazon.com.
Well, let me give you her website again. That's ask dr chris cris.com, and you can connect with her and contact her. You know, she is just so talented. She's an author, health coach, life coach, and professor. So, Dr. Green, we have been honored and blessed to have you on the show today, and so grateful that you have changed the lives of people all over the globe.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. And I'm just so thankful that God is using me in a way that I can help others. So thanks for having me on your show.
You're so welcome. Well, once again, this is Constance with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And as I say every week, guess what? God loves you. And you know I'm crazy about you, and I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.